Isaiah chapter 13. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. Set up a banner on a conspicuous mountain. Raise a voice to them. Lift up a hand, so that they may come to the gates of the willing. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also summoned my warriors in service of my anger, who exult in my exaltation. The sound of a crowd in the mountains, the image of a numerous people, the tumultuous sound of kingdoms of Gentiles who have gathered. The Lord of hosts is mobilizing an army for war. They are coming from a distant land, from the end of the horizon. The Lord and instruments of his indignation, to lay the whole land waste. Howl, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come as devastation from the Almighty. For that reason, all hands will become limp, and every human heart will melt. And they will be terrified. Writhings and pains will seize them. They will writhe like a woman giving birth. Every man will be astonished at his neighbour. Their faces will be ablaze in appearance. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, cruel in wrath and furious anger, to make the land a desolation. And he will obliterate its sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not shine their light. The sun will become dark as it rises, and the moon will not beam its radiance. And I will inflict punishment on the world for its evil, and on the wicked for their iniquity. And I will put an end to the pride of the insolent, and I will humble the haughtiness of the fierce. I will make a man more precious than pure gold, and a human being more precious than fine gold from Ophir. For this reason I will shake the heavens, and the earth will be wrenched from its place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and on the day of his furious anger. And it will be like a chased gazelle, and like a sheep with no one to gather it. Every man will turn to his own people, and each one will flee to his own country. Everyone who is found will be thrust through, and everyone who has withdrawn will fall by the sword. And their children will be dashed before their eyes, and their houses will be plundered, and their women will be raped. I am about to stir Media up against them, Medians who do not care for silver, and who do not delight in gold. And bows will strike boys to the ground, and they will not have mercy on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes will not spare sons. And Babylon, the splendour of the kingdoms, the proud grandeur of the Chaldeans, will be as God's overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited, and it will not be dwelt in from generation to generation. Nor will the Arabian pitch a tent there, nor will shepherds tend their sheep there. But desert creatures will rest there, and their houses will be full of howling animals. And ostriches will dwell there, and demons will dance there, and jackals will howl in its desolate places, and wild dogs in the luxurious palaces. And its time is near to coming, and its days will not be prolonged.